This week's mailbag comes from MK. MK says, I had the easiest Thanksgiving hosting ever, thanks to the organizing I've learned through Lisa, and I'm finding that I'm starting to plan ahead in many ways, great and small. I catch myself doing this paradigm shift in my thinking from time to time, and I'm amazed at how much easier life is becoming. I'm finding I actually have free time again. It's the way I felt after college graduation, where I suddenly had nights without papers to write or textbooks to read. Such a luxury. I'm telling everyone I know about you. Thanks, MK. Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast series all about organizing the business of work. Here at Organize 365, we divide our work into four kinds of work: pink, purple, blue, and green work. In this podcast episode, I'm diving into a Thursday, which is kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. Let's get started. Happy Thursday morning. All right, I'm so glad that I worked late last night. And before Grayson was born, I usually would work late on Tuesday night. And I think, you know, I did the math last night and I added up how many hours do I actually work each week? And it's somewhere between 50 and 60. I think it averages about 55, which actually is a lot of hours. But you'll see, as now we're going into Thursday, the kind of work that I'm doing today and tomorrow is totally different than what I've been telling you about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I will work on the weekend, and so I'm going to record a bonus podcast for that because I do about 4 to 6 hours worth of work on the weekend, and if I didn't do that work, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. So last night, I worked until, I think I got home at 10 o'clock, so I worked till 9:30, quarter of 10. So excited about how much work I got done in the business. So Michael Gerber has The E-Myth, is the name of his book. It was produced in the 80s. And he talks about how as a solopreneur or a business owner, you actually do two different kinds of work. I think it's three different kinds of work. But working in the business on like what your deliverables are right now, what your customers are expecting is working in the business. And then working on the business is planning for the future, thinking about where the industry is going. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hilarious. I just got three phone calls in a row, which is extremely unusual. I am headed downtown, and now I don't even remember what I was telling you. And I'm recording this in the car, and I'm going to be in the car for 30 minutes, and I have no way of listening to what I just shared. So I'm just going to go with it. So The E-Myth Revisited talks about how you can work in your business or on your business. And working on your business is about you, like your personal development, your growth, your mindset, your skill set, like just where you're going in the future. And then also being able to step back from the day-to-day business operations and see everything almost from a bird's eye view so that you can make better strategic decisions. That's why I do it. And also, so you just don't get caught in the weeds. Sometimes, and recently in the company, this happened in four different departments simultaneously where everyone was on the same page. Like we knew what we were doing. It's four different departments, four different projects. And I was like, yeah, run with that. And I didn't check in on any of the departments for 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden I attended all the meetings again 3 weeks later and all of the departments were like off course. And I said, how'd you get over here? Like, this is what we were doing over here. And they're like, oh, well, we got this answer. And then this person said this, and we didn't think we had this capability within the app or whatever we were doing. And so we just kept pivoting over to here. And I said, okay, well, but the train track we're on is way over here. We got to pivot back over to here. And it's, if you don't step out And remember the vision of why you're doing what you're doing, or the end goal, or where you're going to be 3 years from now. You can end up in a completely different area just because the details of doing actual projects will naturally start to change whatever the direction of the project was. And so I really, when I work on the business and not in the business, I take into account my original vision, what the end product is supposed to be, and most importantly, the transformation or the deliverable that I want this product or service or offering or iteration or change to make for you who is getting organized. And then how best to do that with the resources and time available to us. And by resources, I mean, what is the current capacity of technology? What is the current capacity and skill set of the team that we have available to us today? What is our financial reserve within the company? Like, I've been pretty open about how I'm taking all the financial reserve and putting it in physical product. So if I put all of our financial profit into physical product, then that means we can't hire another expert or sign up for another service that maybe would make this easier or something that we're doing unnecessary because we're prioritizing having product on the shelves over some of the other ways in which you can spend money, because you can always spend money multiple ways. And then you have to just be realistic and say, okay, well, that's great, Lisa. Like, in a perfect world, I'd have a research department with a researcher full-time on staff. And like, but that's not where we are right now. But I figured out a way that we could do 4 statistically accurate surveys this year, research studies, with a researcher on staff part-time that knows all about Organize 365, has listened to all the podcasts, we talk on a regular basis. And when she came in town last week, we realized this really works really well. She's willing to travel. I would love to have her. And so once a quarter, she's going to actually come to Cincinnati, and we're going to spend 3 days together where I don't need to be available for 3 whole days, but I probably need to be available 8 hours of those 3 whole days while she keeps working so that we can make so much more progress faster on getting the IRBs approved for the studies that we want to do for the research inside of how households work. So if you don't take time away, which I think a lot of people do on weekends or when they go on vacation, but I'm just not that kind of person, then you lose sight of where are you going and what ultimately are you trying to do. And I will often come back to, I am trying to help people get organized, understand what the skill of getting organized is, explaining getting organized in different ways so that you don't think it's cleaning your bedroom on Saturday morning like when you were 13 years old. Like, you realize there are nuances to getting organized. There are stages of getting organized. There's an order to getting organized. And once you understand that, you're like, oh, okay. If you talk about cabinets in your kitchen as mini rooms, small rooms, then I'm going to look at my cabinets differently than I did before. And if I can get you to see your space differently in your mind, then you could start making mindset shifts and create different levels of organizing. And how I'm doing that is through podcasts and courses and research and books. And so when I get super excited about so many opportunities that come through my email or my brain or books I'm reading or podcasts I'm listening to, I have to remember, okay, that's great. Like, that's a great project, Lisa. You could go do that project, but if you bring that into Organize 365, is it actually going to bring to light the state of home organization for your audience and cause them to look at these spaces differently so that they learn the skill of organizing? And if it does all of those things, then does it for your true purpose, which is that people will get organized so that they have more time to do what they're uniquely created to do? Because some of the really fun, shiny objects of things that I could do inside of my company, or as you get further and further into building a business, would be fun organizationally, but they would move us more towards a Pinterest type company or an organization focused company for the sake of organizing as a hobby versus organizing as a portal from where you are today to where you want to be with your unique gifting. It is not what the organizing looks like. It is how the organization transforms your life and gives you more time to do what you're uniquely created to do. So So for me, that's working on the business. And working on the business for me personally is that I also know that John Maxwell says there is this law of the lid. I love his book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I read it decades ago, and I just took some of our leadership team through it in the spring and reread that book. So much of what I say and so much of what I think I internalized when I read that book and I read Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Both of these books I read 15 to 20 years ago. And when I was rereading them, it was like I was reading my mind. I have internalized those seven habits and those 21 laws to where they are just how I live. And the law of the lid says that whoever you are leading, you can only lead them to the level of which you have led yourself or you have expanded your own capacity. And as a business owner, I mean, 10 years ago, I hadn't been an employer before. Like, I think I can't even tell you how many skill sets I've developed over the last 10 years I did not even have 10 years ago. It's hard to even articulate. So I am in a constant state of raising my lid, of expanding what I think is possible as a business owner, of understanding how business works in Cincinnati and on the internet and in the organization industry, of understanding about academia and research and the importance of how this is going to position us as a company going forward in the credibility that we're going to have in the organization space and the conversations we're going to be able to bring to the media based on what statistically we can show other people are thinking versus anecdotally what I have seen in Cincinnati or through what you are sharing with me. And so on these days, what I do is I either work with a coach, which I'm not in a coaching program right now, or I think about conferences I want to go to, or I sign up for webinars. I sign up for webinars all the time. Free webinars, paid webinars. I think that buying books, I buy books like crazy. I listen to probably 5 to 10 books a month on Audible. I listen to podcasts. I'll find different podcast episodes. I'll read our local business courier. I will listen to economists. Just all kinds of things that expand my learning. I'm also a learner. But the thing that I've done instead of hiring a coach this year is I've joined a couple of roundtables. And one is WPO, which is Women's President's Organization. I have been really blessed and enjoy meeting a lot of male business owners in Cincinnati, but I know that I'm doing business a little bit differently than they are. I think about business differently because I come at it as a teacher and I don't have formal business training, even though I was raised by a bunch of entrepreneurs and I watched my mom create a business and I watched my dad run a business. I don't have an MBA or even a bachelor's in business. I have a teaching degree. And I just wanted to learn more for women. And you know what's so interesting is I joined WPO and I've been in Women's President's Organization for about 10 months. And I've gotten to know these other female business owners or C-level executives inside of the city. And when we have these morning meetings and they're like 3 hours long, they often will go into, you know, our personal lives, our kids, our spouses, family members, a lot about family members that need support, you know, as power of healthcare and in failing parents, things like that. And I was not surprised to see that inside of our conversations that it would turn personal. And a lot of what we end up problem solving is how to balance it all. But recently, I joined a roundtable with the Gehring Center. And the Gehring Center is a Cincinnati-based organization. It is, I don't have the details, but it is primarily focused on family-owned businesses, supporting family-owned businesses, the unique challenges that arise from working with family, and then building a succession plan to pass your business down to other families. And inside of the Gehring Center, I am in a group where there is one or two other women and then all men. And inside of that group, same exact thing. Like, oh, my dad just got diagnosed with cancer. I have to take care of my mom. Like, here's what's going on with my personal kids, my spouse, you know, my wife's job, this. And so, and I was like, oh, it's just humans. We're all like, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. We all are trying to be our best selves everywhere we are. And when you get in a group of other business owners Yeah, they're just, yeah, we're all juggling it, you guys. Like, it's not women are juggling it and men aren't. It's like, oh my gosh, it's exactly the same. So there are some different nuances of being in a group of all women, but yeah, the one that I thought it would be was not it, which I just find interesting. You don't know this stuff until you actually experience it for yourself, especially if you just think about like what the media is telling us. Like, I think a lot of times we think that the media knows everything. I'm starting to think the media doesn't know very much. I don't know. So the first Thursday of the month, I meet with my WPO group in the morning, and then I go into the office in the afternoon, or sometimes I don't. This is the day in the afternoon where I would schedule a doctor's appointment, or I would go shopping for clothes, or Thursday afternoons, no one expects me in the office. I could do whatever I want on those days. This is the day I met with the TV producer. This is the day I will reach out to people who've reached out to me on LinkedIn or other possibilities of what we could do in Organize 365 that are not inside of the company at all. This is where I kind of vet those opportunities so I could think about them a little more before I sign any agreements. The second Thursday of the month is when I meet with the Gehring Center group. And this Thursday is the third Thursday. And so I try to meet with a couple of people from each of these groups each month, just one-on-one for coffee or go see their office, warehouse, manufacturing facility. I am really in these organizations not just to have a place for a sounding board or a network to join. I really want to make a lot of one-on-one connections with other business owners in Cincinnati. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm traveling downtown. It's not downtown. I say it's downtown because I'm sitting in traffic on 75, but it's in one of the, I don't know how urban areas work. It's not downtown, but it seems downtown to me, to meet with one of the business owners. And then I'll travel over the river to Kentucky, and I'm going to go to another business owner's manufacturing facility. And I'm not telling you who they are because it's all in confidentiality, who's in your group. And I don't want to share any information that I'm not supposed to be sharing because I clearly share too much as it is. And I will be done around 12:30, but I'll be in Kentucky. And the plan is that I will go back to the office. I have a couple of hours. I'm going to prepare for a meeting. And then at 3 o'clock, we've met with a marketing agency. And that is Hidden Falls Media here in Cincinnati. I really like Alex. I met him at a chamber event, I think 3 or 4 years ago, when he was just starting out and I was starting to get traction. It's right after we had gotten our first warehouse. And Alex is a genius. He's a neuroscientist. And so he looks at marketing like how your brain looks at marketing, not how marketers look at marketing. So he's done a deep dive into our website, what's working, what's not working. Every time I have these things done, I'm amazed I'm in business because I'm like, oh, all those things are broken. All those things need to be fixed. Oh, great. Because you're too close to it. You can't see what needs to be fixed. But by the time you watch this, or listen to this, we will have already fixed it. So I'm meeting with Alex later today. So that's it. I'm having three conversations with three different people, and I'm not really worrying about anything that has to be done in the business other than these podcasts I'm recording, which I am so enjoying doing. And yeah, so I will come back to you after I meet with my two friends. Just finished my first meeting. Yay. I think there's another roundtable in Cincinnati that I might be able to join. My friend is going to find out if I can join her other roundtable. That's going to be amazing. We also talked about synergies between our companies and just different passions that we have that overlap. So today is a pink day, an entirely pink day. Everything that I do today is not inside of Organize 365 at all. It's just my own purple personal passions, growth, development, and dreaming. I will do so much dreaming as I'm driving around the city and thinking about all the different possibilities and which ways I want to take the company. So I wanted to let you know it's just a pink day. And then the third thing I wanted to just stop and say real quick is that our lives are moving so fast. And to give myself this day each week where I get to meet one-on-one or in small groups with other human beings and listen to their life experiences and what they are observing that's going on in society, in the world, in business, in Cincinnati, is just gives such great perspective and allows me to have a broader view of where I and Organize 365 fit into this larger story. And these one-on-one meetings that I have with people where I get to know them more, I just find people so fascinating. I love to hear stories. Like, we were sitting down and talking, and this woman was telling me like all the different jobs she's had. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did you end up with that college degree doing all of these things and then end up owning this company over here? None of which seemed related at all. But as she like kind of told her story and, you know, threaded the common thread through everything, I could see it. And I just love stories. I love hearing about other people. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck in any way, just go talk to another human for a while. Ask them questions. Hear their story. It will add so much depth and energy to your life. So I'm headed over to Kentucky. I'm going to go over the river and check out another business owner that I met inside of one of these roundtables and see her manufacturing facility. Well, I got all the way to Kentucky, and there's a COVID case in that warehouse, so I did not go on a tour. I just got back in my car, and I drove back to Cincinnati, another hour home. No big deal. Like, I when plans fall through, it does not throw me at all. I enjoyed listening to another podcast. I listened to some 80s music, probably too loud, in my car, and because I had quite a bit of extra time, I called Greg, and I said, hey, do you want to go to lunch? He goes, oh my gosh, I'm glad I was sitting down. I think the last time I went to lunch with Greg was 3 years ago. I do not take a lunch. I just eat at my desk like in 5 minutes. I usually don't take a lunch hour at all. And I don't like to break up my working day because that way I actually leave on time. So he was very pleasantly surprised. And so I'm going to meet him for lunch and then I'm going to head back over to the office and prepare for that 3 o'clock meeting with Alex. I'm at the end of my Thursday. Great meeting with Alex. It is 4:30. I am leaving to go home and take care of Grayson tonight. So excited. So this was an all pink day today. Last Thursday was an all purple day because we had team members in from out of town. And we went through research and we were doing research and a photo shoot day and working on the website copy and emails and all things like that, all things within the team. So it was an all purple day. And then the week before was all pink as well. I went to one of my networking meetings and then I met someone else for lunch. And then I worked on, you know, just my dreaming things in the afternoon. So either Monday or Thursday usually ends up being solid pink. I need that as a visionary, as a creative. Like, I need a whole day where I can just let my mind wander, listen to podcasts, listen to music, go for a drive, meet with different people, research different opportunities that are out there for myself personally or for the company. Like, that rejuvenates me and invigorates me to go forward. So tomorrow is Friday, and Friday is always a hodgepodge. So I will see you next week as I take you through my Friday. For those of you who follow along Organize 365, you follow me on Instagram, you listen to all of the Organize 365 podcasts, when I talk about a workbox, you understand what I'm talking about because you see me use it in my everyday life, or you've seen it enough on Instagram or heard various Organize 365 references and podcasts or select podcasts that have been recorded over the last 2 years. But the truth is, I talk a lot about the Sunday Basket. I talk a lot about the Productive Home Solution, and I kind of sprinkle in here and there this information about how I have organized work. And to be honest, organizing work is the thing that I had organized before I really started talking about the Sunday Basket or the Productive Home Solution that used to be called All Access and the 100-Day Home Organization Program.
Over the last couple of years, I have shared with more and more and more people how to organize work. And as I've grown the company Organize 365 as the founder and as the creator and added to my own team, I've realized that I had to kind of create a vocabulary inside of our company and define the different kinds of work that we do as we go throughout our day so that we can all be on the same page and moving faster in the same direction with less miscommunication. So the Friday workbox really divides your work week into four different kinds of work that you do. And there is some customization here. Some positions are more heavily focused in one color than another color. And different seasons inside of your job, you'll be heavily focused in one color versus another color. So let me explain the colors. The colors of the Friday workbox go in order: pink, purple, blue, and green. And I discovered this 20 plus years ago when I was in direct sales, trying to figure out how to make the people on my team as productive and profitable as I was in Creative Memories. And I realized I was doing four different activities inside of my job and that all of the other leaders were doing the same activities inside of their jobs, but our downline were only doing one or two, sometimes three, but usually only one or two of these kinds of work. And the work is this. Pink work is work that only you can do, is work that you do before you get a sale. It's ideas, it's projects, it's creation, it's kind of secret work. But it has to be done in order to get to purple work. And purple work is really your job description. It's what you were hired to do. It's working with clients. It's finishing the project. It's shipping the thing. It's doing the service. It's whatever brings the money into your organization. That's the purple work. That's what people usually define really well. But without any pink work, you don't have spontaneity and newness and the wow factor of your purple work. So you really have to have both. And most people have focused on pink and purple work, but they have not gone further to the blue and green work. Blue work is incorporating a team to bring that purple work to life, both internally and externally in your business. And then green is the administrative and repetitive tasks that need to be done inside of every job and every organization in order to keep all of your processes and procedures up to date and your communication top notch. You will find in certain seasons, like the end of the year, you're heavily in green work. Or if you're getting ready to launch a product or a new service, or you're in your busy time, like as an accountant, you'll be doing almost only purple work. But there is a blend of these four different kinds of work in every role, in every organization, in every company. And that's what I've been sharing over a series of podcasts that I've shared in Organize 365 in 2021 and early 2022. So that is what you've been listening to today. You can head on over to the Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist, which is a separate podcast feed that has been pulled now in order to help you just have the podcast-related episodes. In there, you will find podcast episodes just on each of the different colors of work, what it looks like when you put it all together, what Organize 365 thinks work is. Your purple work doesn't have to be for money. It can just be whatever you are doing Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and a couple of select episodes where I have interviewed people on the Organize 365 podcast, and we've specifically talked about using a workbox and how you organize work in different kinds of work. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast that you just listened to here on Organize 365, or you're about to listen to here on the new Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist podcast. To learn all about the Organize 365 workboxes, head on over to organize365.com/workboxes. There you'll find the physical product, the workbox planning days that we have, any webinars that are scheduled, and how you can incorporate the workboxes into your small business or team.